John Fulbright is an Oklahoma singer-songwriter in his early 20s who's just released his first studio album called From the Ground Up. Raised in Woody Guthrie's hometown of Okemah, Oklahoma, Fulbright has been the opening act for performers as various as Jimmy Webb and Joel Ely, and our rock critic Ken Tucker says he's more than ready for headliner status.
This is not reflection. Reflection is true. This is just me. Me.
John Fulbright's voice rises up and around the guitar chords on that song, Me Wanting You, his tone intended to haunt the person he's addressing. His desire, his me wanting you, is as direct as he can possibly make it. It's not a cry of despair or hope or lust. It's the sound of someone intent on making as strong a connection with the listener as he possibly can.
Six long days, seventh day he rested, said there's one sure way humans can be bested, give them wine and song, fire and lust, when it all goes wrong, I'm the man to trust, and now you're on my own, all mine together, will you sing my praise, sing my name forever, I am God above, Lord.
For a guy who's not yet 25 years old, Fulbright sounds as though he's lived through a lot, or at least thought it through. Speaking in the voice of God, as he does on that song called God Above, Fulbright doesn't seem like a callow youth overreaching for profundity. Here and on other songs on the appropriately titled From the Ground Up, Fulbright is building the foundation for his method. Acoustic guitar and piano mostly, with vocals that are conversationally inflected, whenever they don't build into a strangled yowl. And occasionally, he'll work an actual hook into a song if it doesn't strike him as unseemly.
Old man broke down on the side of the road. Stop and see if maybe I can lighten his load. Well, he opened the door and he thanked me in kind. Told
the limitation of sparsely arranged material like this is that it can rely too heavily on words, lyrics that don't hold up to close philosophical or metrical scrutiny. There's a bit of that here, most notably in Fulbright's game but thin variation on early period Randy Newman called Fat Man. And speaking of Randy Newman, Fulbright could use more humor. But there's no doubt that he's an up-and-comer moving in the right direction. It's a good sign when you get 11 cuts into an album and the quality remains high, as it does with Daydreamer.
Young men spend a lot of time looking down at the ground, looking down when they pray, looking down every day. Dreamers know that the finer things up in the air, young men are proud. Sometimes dreaming ain't allowed. Dream me.
There's an unassuming sureness to John Fulbright's best songs. He's an Oklahoma kid who's not pushing his oaky authenticity down your ears. Instead, he already knows how to pull back, to establish a mood, and then fill it in with details both verbal and musical that draw you into his world and make you momentarily forget your own.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed John Fulbright's new album, From the Ground Up. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.
Shadows linger, evenings fade to where all days are bound. Nighttime falls on plans I've made. Now they're nowhere to be found. Why I'm leaving, I can't say. I search the whole